I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. Today we'll be talking about the Port City Music Festival. This is a summer series of concerts that runs from a Sunday to Sunday at various venues, June 8th through 15th. And here to share with us some wonderful information about this is Chris Farley, who is the Director of Operations. So Chris, thank you for coming.
Thank you, Jamila, and thank WHQR for giving us this opportunity.
Absolutely. Now, you are the Director of Operations for the Port City Music Festival, but I want you to tell us about this. I understand that the Artistic Director is Dr. Stephen Fremiel. How did you meet him, and how did you get involved with this?
Yes, I met Stephen probably 8 years ago at Orkney Springs, Virginia, at a cello camp for adult amateurs. So each of the instructors during that camp would give performances at night for the students, and it was wonderful. It was in the mountains of Virginia and a beautiful venue. So cello music just fit in perfectly up there. And when he played, I just was so moved by his talent that at that time I was co-chairing the Keenan Chapel music program, and I thought, we've got to get him down here to perform in the Keenan Chapel. So we did just that the next year. And Stephen asked if there was any summer music festivals in Wilmington. And, you know, we were kind of surprised there weren't, because there are many summer chamber music festivals throughout North Carolina, throughout the state. So we felt there was an opportunity to start something here. And we thought, well, let's go for it.
Yes. Now, there have been lots of summer concert series, but not chamber music.
No. Yeah, there have been. I mean, we've got wonderful music in Wilmington, and blues and jazz and everything that we really all enjoy. But I hadn't studied chamber music, and I thought this was an opportunity to learn, and I loved it so much. So I thought, gee, maybe other people would feel the same way about listening to chamber music, and it could be new in their lives if we sort of presented it in an educational way with world-renowned musicians. So that's kind of was our charter.
Good. So let's talk about, as part of the Port City Music Festival, you have an ensemble in residence. This group is called Camerata Philadelphia, and they will be performing along with some students from UNCW. Tell us about the musicians that are in Camerata Philadelphia. Who will be here?
Right. Camerata Philadelphia. Camerata actually means chamber, you know, in, or I mean, I kind of think of it more of as camaraderie, you know, because the musicians from Philadelphia, actually, they'll be five coming. There's Stephen, of course, and then there's Luigi Mazzocchi, Kyle Engler. She's actually a mezzo-soprano and has sung opera in many wonderful venues. Daniel Lau, who's a pianist. Also, we've got, I know I'm leaving
I saw John Tabler's name listed. He's an organist here locally.
Yes,
is he performing with them?
Not this year, but good chance he'll be performing next year. But we are having a performance. Our last performance, as a matter of fact, will be at First Presbyterian on Sunday the 15th. That's where John directs the music there.
Good. Tell us about the students that are involved from UNCW and how that happened.
Well, this is pretty exciting because, as you know, Beckwith Hall is a fantastic venue
it's
for
beautiful.
Performances. And last year, during the fifth Port City Music Festival, was the first year that we had that venue part of our festival. So we've got Daniela Gualdi, who is a violinist. She is absolutely fantastic.
Yes.
And also we've got Abigail von Steenhaus. She's a violinist, and Carrie Jackson that are going to be playing. They'll be playing with Stephen Fremiel. Kyle will be singing, and Daniel Lau on the piano. Also with John Loughton that night at Beckwith.
Wonderful. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Chris Farley, the Director of Operations for the Port City Music Festival. This is a summer series of concerts running June 8th through 15th, begins on a Sunday, ends on the following Sunday, at various venues. There'll be an ensemble in residence, members of Camerata Philadelphia, plus some wonderful, gifted UNCW students who Chris just talked about. And let's talk a little bit now about the actual programs, where and when when they are.
Okay. Well, first of all, no matter what we talk about here, it is listed on the website at portcitymusicfestival.org. But we do have our first performance of Camerata Philadelphia will be Sunday, June 8th at 5 p.m. at the Keenan Chapel at Landfall. It's a smaller venue, and because of the size of that venue, you will need a ticket to get in there. It is also free, but the tickets will be available Monday morning at 9 o'clock at the library, and get there early because they
North
go fast.
The Northeast Library.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That Sunday concert and the last Sunday concert will both be at 5, but the additional concerts Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday will be at 7:30. And the other venue that we're really excited about this year is Cameron. We've got Cameron Art Museum on Thursday, June 12th. That'll be at 7:30. And that's going to be a lovely evening. As a matter of fact, they have a nice little cafe there that you could go there for dinner before you go to the museum. And that would be really make a nice evening. So we've got Sunday, June 8th at Keenan. We have Tuesday, June 10th at Windermere Presbyterian Church, another lovely venue on Eastwood Road. Then we have Cameron. And then we've got Beckwith, June 13th. And then we're back downtown at First Presbyterian Church at 5 o'clock. So,
now, all these concerts are free.
Yes.
But one of them you do need to have tickets ahead of time because the venue is so small.
Right,
space is limited.
Just for space. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and which one is that again?
And that's the Keenan Chapel.
First one at Keenan Chapel.
At Landfall, and that's June 8th on Sunday.
Okay, mm-hmm. And you can get your tickets ahead of time for that by going to the Northeast Branch Library and getting your tickets. Mm-hmm. Now, what is distinctive about the sound of Camerata Philadelphia? I understand they aren't always just chamber music in the classical sense that we think of. They are a little bit broader than that.
Yeah, I think one of our concepts was to bring in different kind of music, maybe a little bit of jazz, maybe a little bit of opera. And I think with Kyle adds that diversity as a mezzo-soprano. And she'll sing a lot of pieces that are by female composers. And one of our in our charter, and one of our supporters is the Hildegard Foundation. And the Hildegard Foundation supports female composers. So Kyle kind of brings that to the forefront when she sings, and that kind of makes it unique. The musicians that come are world class. I mean, you'd have to read their bios. They have just been all over the world performing, and many of them are concert directors involved in ballet, involved in opera, and it's kind of where we're coming from because their input will really strengthen us in the years to come. So hopefully that we can keep our heads up above water and continue with this as the years go on. I think with exposure like WHQR and wonderful volunteer people like Virginia Hardy and Elaine Savad that I've had this year have been just phenomenal helping us get this going.
Now, this is the 6th annual Port City Music Festival, but I have to confess this is my first time hearing about it, so I'm glad that your support is ramping up and your publicity is getting out and more people will know about it. Again, the Port City Music Festival is a summer series of concerts running Sunday, June 8th through Sunday, June 15th at various venues around town. You can go to portcitymusicfestival.org to read the details about the different concerts, where to go, when to go, the times, the places. And do remember that all the concerts are free, and you don't need a ticket for any of them except the very first one, which will be in the somewhat limited space of Keenan Chapel out at Landfall. The group that is in residence, the ensemble in residence, is Camerata Philadelphia. Dr. Stephen Fromile is the director. He's a cellist and the conductor. It just sounds like a wonderful, wonderful festival.
It really is.
I know you're
looking
forward to it.
I love it. Yeah, and we've had some fabulous musicians come in the past. As a matter of fact, Tim Fain was here for a couple of years, who was the violinist from Black Swan. So the top quality people.
Where would they be staying in town? Are they going to people's homes? Or are you putting up a nice hotel? Or what's
right,
the plan?
Stephen will be staying with me, but the rest of the musicians, the local hospitality that we're getting from Beaumont Inn, Best Western, Courtyard Marriott,
various
they're
places.
Putting
okay.
up all the, complimentary, having the musicians stay there and really supporting us. It makes a big difference when you're bringing out-of-town guests in.
Wonderful. Chris Farley, the Director of Operations for Port City Music Festival, a summer series of concerts, telling us all about it. Chris, thanks for coming in today.
Oh, thank you so much, Jamil. I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. This is WHQR.